You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells, brought to you by Smoothie King, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Health Life Magazine, My Trainer's Meals, and Wintersville Fitness. And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Well, good evening and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells, your host, and we welcome you to our Valentine's show tonight. And what a show it's going to be. I've had a lot of tweets and emails about this show. Everybody wanting to know what is going on because everyone knows, Chase, that this is the Love Connection Fit Talk Edition.
Yes, ma'am. This is going to be a good show tonight.
It's going to be a great show. We have three fantastic couples with us tonight.
Yes,
and we're
going
to be talking about, for the love of fitness, seven ways that fitness can help your relationship this Valentine's Day, as well as any other day of the week or year. So we're excited about that, and we're going to be talking a little bit about a certain hormone called oxytocin. Oxytocin is the love hormone, so we're going to be talking a little bit about that and how it affects us emotionally, mentally, and physically. And then we're going to be talking to three great couples, Chase, that are here tonight in our studio, who are going to tell us their fitness story and how it relates to their relationship to one another.
Yes, ma'am. Everybody has a different story, so it's nice to hear everybody's story. You never know. They might have met in high school. They might have met after college. You never know. So it's cool to hear everybody's story, how they met and how they got in the gym.
Absolutely. They might have met on Ashley Street riding up and down the road. You know what? You know that? Grandma didn't remember too well, but I do remember that there's one couple here that they met driving up and down the road on Ashley Street. But we'll get to that in just a minute here. Great story. Jeff and Candy Rowe are going to be with us in just a moment. And, of course, they're local people here, one of my great friends, and beautiful couple. And then we have Kyle Cowart and Laurel Pilfont. She's going to be with us. They are a great couple. They train at Wintersville Fitness. I see them all the time. Laurel is just an absolute beast in the gym. She's just got great muscularity. She's tight. She's taut. So y'all will really enjoy hearing from them. And then I literally picked up this couple, Chase. Literally, I picked them up at the gym today.
Really?
I really did.
Last second.
Last second. I saw this couple look kind of fit, and I didn't know them, so I just walked up to them and I said, "Hey, you know, let me introduce myself." And so as I began to introduce myself, they began to tell me who they were and where they were from. They were originally from Naples, Florida, and they're headed to Tennessee.
Wow.
And they have a story to tell. Married 33 years. So they're going to be our golden couple today, because I'm pretty sure that Candy and Jeff hadn't been married 33 years. I'm pretty sure that Laurel and Kyle hadn't, and me and Jim have been married 33 times together. You know, you add up all of our marriages, but not to each other. So certainly this couple is going to be our golden couple today, married 33 years, and they have a tremendous fitness story.
Awesome.
They are the Hahn family, Laura Lee and John Hahn. So we're going to be introducing all those couples in just a moment. But, you know, the big question today is oxytocin. What is oxytocin? Well, it's the love hormone. And we're going to be talking about that and what it does and how it does and how the brain works with the hypothalamus and the neurotransmitters in the brain. Oh, I sound smart, don't I? Oh, my gosh. I do. I sound really smart tonight, don't I? I fooled y'all. It's the neuropeptides in the brain. Anyway, it's going to be a great show. Everybody's always excited about this show. Last year, I can't tell you how many calls I had. We had to repeat that show last year because I had some specific people that asked me to play that show again from last year. So this has become one of our great shows. So I thank all my couples. We're going to hear a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Are you looking to drop a few pounds for the summer? Need a meal plan that will help you hit your fitness goals? Or are you simply just wanting to eat healthier and save time and money? Well, My Trainer's Meals is here to help. My Trainer's Meals is a meal prep service that prepares and delivers, that's right, I said it, deliver your food so you don't have to. It's meal prepping without the prep. How to use My Trainer's Meals, you ask? It's simple. Go on to www.mytrainersmeals.com and click menu to drool over our weekly updated menu where the items never stay the same. You will also be able to choose which dieting plan that best suits your lifestyle, which also includes a la carte. Next, choose your desired pickup location, which includes Valdosta, Quitman, Douglas, Moultrie, Cairo, Lake Park, Thomasville, and Albany. We are now in partnership with Cruise & Waiter, which expands our delivery service even more to Adel, Naylor, Lake Park, Ray City, and Lakeland. For more details, please visit www.mytrainersmeals.com or call 229-630-7664. Again, 229-630-7664. See you soon.
Are you looking to lose weight and get in shape? What about spending quality time with your significant other? Wintersville Fitness has the perfect solution. A Valentine's special where two can sign up for the price of one. Yes, that's right. Two can sign up for the price of one for 5 big days only, Friday, February the 10th through Tuesday, February the 14th. So come sign up and you and your loved one can start your fitness journey together. There are no contracts at Wintersville Fitness and your monthly rate for both of you is only $14.95. So call us at 469-4292 or stop by and visit us at 1711 Norman Drive. Health Life Magazine is a bi-monthly publication that covers the South Georgia area. In the January issue, it is the fitness issue. You don't want to miss it. The hard body movement, moving beyond the body, snack attack, 6 ways to practice mindful snacking, and of course, reviews of the top gyms in your area. So don't forget, pick up your copy of Health Life Magazine at In the Game Magazine, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Wintersville Fitness, or Black Crow Media. Pick up your free issue today.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello, this is Maria Wells, and I'm your host here for Fit Talk Radio. And tonight you are in for a tremendous treat because we are having our Valentine edition here on Fit Talk Radio. And it was a great show last year. So I'd like to welcome my couples. We have Candy and Jeffro. Hello, Candy. How are y'all tonight?
Hey, Maria. Hello. Glad to be back.
Glad to be back. We love you, too. Y'all were great last year. I know everybody's looking forward to hearing your fitness story this year again. Thank y'all for being with us, and we're going to hear more from y'all in just a minute. A little further around the round table here, we have Kyle and Laurel. How are y'all doing?
Hi. Good, doing good.
Well, thank y'all for coming. Y'all work out every day. I see you at Wintersville Fitness, and y'all just are a great fitness couple. So we're going to hear from y'all in just a moment, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you for coming, Kyle. And then my pickup couple, and literally they were my pickup couple, are John and Laura Lee Hahn from Naples, Florida. How are y'all tonight?
Doing great, thank you.
Well, listen, thank you for coming. That was just really special today that had one couple that were at the last minute were not able to come, and there all of a sudden y'all were there. And God just closed that one door and opened another in an instant, just like that. So I'm so happy that y'all took me up on the offer and we're here tonight.
Well, we're happy to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. And yours truly, my husband, Jim Wells, is going to be here with me. I thought we were going to be the oldest couple, and guess what? We are still the oldest couple. So we'll be last with our fitness story. But anyway, well, Candy, I mean, you know, let's talk about, you know, there's a lot of ways that fitness enhance our relationship, but you and Jeff, tell us how you met and how you really got started working out, because you're working out together and y'all are looking really good.
Thank you, Maria. Well, I'm 45 now, so I can't really remember how we met. Kidding! Jeff and I met, how long ago? 26 years ago?
Yeah, 26.
Yeah, and he had moved here. His dad retired at Moody, and he swore when he turned 18 or 21, something like that, that he was going to move, that he wasn't staying in this little small town. And then he met me, and
he's still here.
Yes. Yes. But we used to work out when we were young, and then Jeff was actually in a few little fitness shows. But and then, you know, just having babies, you go through the stages where you're just trying to raise kids. And so I guess the last few years I actually started back with you working out, and but the last couple of years working out with Jeff, or the last year with Jeff, it's been great because he holds me accountable. You held me accountable. But it's fun working out with your husband. It's a deeper connection, and you're there together, and I don't know, it just makes it stronger.
Well, you know, it says that, you know, when you work out together, it makes everything better.
Yeah.
It helps you have a happy relationship as well as a healthy relationship.
Yes.
Keeping each other accountable.
That's right.
One of the seven things in the seven reasons, seven ways fitness can help your relationship. You know, and I know that a couple of times I've asked you to work out with me, and you said, no, I got to work out with Jeff.
Yeah. Not that you're not beautiful or cute.
I'm not near as cute
as
Jeff.
It's just not my style.
Right, it's just not your style.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what do you remember, what was it about Jeff that you really, really liked in the beginning there?
He was different to me. He was different. Look at him. He's adorable. But
he is a cutie pie.
That's a show for another show. That's right. But he was just different. I don't know. He had me at, actually, when I first met him, he had on white pants and a white shirt with like palm trees on it and white shoes.
Miami Vice.
And we don't do that down here in the South.
We don't do that.
Yeah. That's not how you dress in Valdosta, Georgia.
John and Laura Lee, you probably have seen a lot of that in Naples, Florida.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's because he had come from Okinawa.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I had to teach him a little bit, but he was cute.
And he still is. We'll give him that.
Yeah.
Well, now, I know you're trying to stay in shape, but, I mean, there's so many other benefits to being in shape, you know. Jeff, tell us a little bit about why you like to work out and what you like about candy.
I love everything about candy. One of the key benefits of working out is, of course, your self-confidence. If you feel good about yourself, the way you look, you feel attractive. And I think most people want to feel that way. Especially with your spouse. I can't let her get a step up on me.
There you go.
So I've been sneaking off to the gym at lunch trying to catch up.
It's a little competition, isn't it, Jeff?
It is.
I mean, not an unhealthy competition, but a little bit of competition. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it says you learn to love and respect yourself, and you'll soon learn, your partner will learn to love and respect you. You know, that's kind of helps, you know. I don't think I would have near as much respect for my husband if he was overweight and fat,
right,
and, you know, didn't take care of himself. So a happy relationship is a healthy relationship.
Exactly.
And speaking of my husband, he has just come in, so we'll welcome my husband, Jim.
Hello,
Wales.
Jim.
How are you doing?
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, you could come over here by me. We'll let you, honey. Working out together, you know, it helps you to stay motivated. It strengthens the bond between each other. The greatest workouts that I have are not necessarily the ones that I have where I'm just busting my muscle, but I just so enjoy working out with my husband, and it's a rare thing that we get to work out together, but I enjoy it so much. Plus, when you're working out together, you're probably a little more conscious, Jeff and Candy, aren't you, about that eating? When you go out to eat, or when you're eating, you know, you're a little bit
not so much. Now,
candy.
Lately.
Okay.
But yeah. Normally.
Wrong answer.
Yeah. Wrong answer. Just lately. I don't know.
Okay. Well, Jeff must be eating pretty good because he's real slim and he's lost some weight.
He's always looked like that.
What would you tell couples your age? You know, as they're going, you know, through life, mid 40s. You know, what would you tell them? What word could you leave with them?
With all jokes aside, we really do as a family watch what we eat. I mean, we typically do eat healthy. So, you know, there are those times that we kind of jump off track a little bit. But in terms of working out as a couple, I find that Jeff and I, when we're together at the gym, sometimes it's kind of like a little date. Sometimes, because,
mm-hmm,
you know, you flirt with each other and just kind of have fun. You enjoy each other's company. That's why I like working out with him. But it's, again, it just makes you feel strong. And when you feel strong, you feel sexy. And that's good for the couple.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, you want to feel good and look good for your partner.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
So I know that's exactly, you know, the way I feel about myself and about Jim. Of course, as we get older, everything is just not exactly where it was before.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to work a little bit harder, for sure,
mm-hmm,
for sure on that. Well, you've touched on a couple of the things, seven ways that fitness can help your relationship. And, you know, one of the things that y'all talked about is a happy relationship is a healthy relationship. And whether you believe it or not, each partner is being influenced by one another. And you certainly said that. So if you learn to develop good habits, routines for one another, then that certainly can enhance your life, your lifestyle, and your relationship. And you have two beautiful children. So tell us about those real quick.
Well, yeah, I'll let you talk. Tell us about your wonderful boys that take after their mama.
Yeah, that look exactly like their mama, right?
They don't.
No. We've got two boys, 17 and 14 years old, and both of them are very active. And
One of them is a great golf player, I know that.
One of them is a great golf player, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Peyton's more of the, he thinks he's going to be the next Jimmy Fallon one day.
Exactly.
Good for him.
And
exactly.
He's really good, and he's a good boy, so we're proud of him.
You have a great family, and listen, it's just been my pleasure all these years to know you both, Candy and Jeff. So we'll come back to you in just a little bit here, but we're going to move right around the corner here to Kyle and Laurel. How are y'all doing tonight?
Good. Doing good tonight.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you both here with us. Scoot on up just a little bit, Laurel. And Kyle, I have watched you two work out now for months and months. And what an inspiration in the gym y'all are.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We work hard. We come from a background of traveling, playing sports. So you always have to work out and be on your best game, you know, to perform at your best. So.
Well, tell me how old y'all are.
I'm 38.
I'm 35.
Okay, so y'all are our 30s couple here. Now, so y'all have done this all your life then.
You've done
some kind of physical activity. But, I mean, y'all work out together. I mean, you train her, you spot her, Kyle. I see you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, and Laurel, I mean, oh, my gosh. The first time I saw her legs and calves, I about fell out. I was poking everybody in the gym. I said, oh, my God, look at that girl's calves. Oh, my gosh, look at her legs. I mean, you're just very muscular. Did you play softball?
All my life.
All your life. So you've been
sports,
a soft.
You know, from little to now, all my life. Basketball, softball, volleyball, everything.
Well, it certainly shows. I mean, I don't think I could pinch 1 ounce of fat anywhere on you. You know, you are just so tight and very strong. I mean, I've seen you lift in the gym. But, Kyle, how do you think it's helped y'all's relationship?
And same thing Jeff was saying. It holds the accountability of, you know, the couples. You know, she's more of a. I'm going to do 5 sets of 5, and I'm like, let's do 5 sets of 3. You know, so I want to chill out a little bit, but she's going hard and pushing, and
right.
That's the motivation that you need as, you know, as a couple, and that does help in both angles. You know?
Well, you know, one of the reasons most men give for excuses, well, I can't diet, I can't do this because my wife won't cook for me. But so tell us about what y'all eat. I mean, are y'all trying to eat healthy? I mean, obviously you're doing something besides working out.
Correct, we do. I try to cook. And so she has to eat what I fix, really.
But it's more, he's the one that cooks.
Yeah, but it's more of a, you know, chicken, broccoli, fish, you know, it's
sure.
All light. And rarely fast food, rarely fast food at all. So, and that's a big thing for us, someone making the food for you, there's no meat in there, really. So when you take time and prepare it, you know what goes into it.
You know exactly what's going into it. You know, one of the questions I get all the time is water. You know, obviously y'all are all drinking a lot of water here, and it's great for you. Jim, my husband, I've never seen him drink anything but some bourbon. I take that back. And the rest is water. You know, he does, and once in a while now he does Coke Zero. But, I mean, the man has never – water. So is that part of y'all's fitness regimen too, drinking a lot of water?
Most definitely. Yes.
Okay, we can't hear. Okay, you got
to
speak. We can't hear. They can't hear a nod.
Yeah, but
they're nodding to me.
Sorry.
But definitely, water is a huge part.
Right.
He has to remind me. I don't drink enough at all.
You don't drink enough
Mm-mm.
water, so
no.
You have to struggle with that.
Oh,
a lot of people
time.
Do. A lot of people have a struggle. When did y'all have children?
Yeah, I do. I have two boys.
Okay, and how old are they?
13 and 7.
13 and 7. So y'all are incorporating your lifestyle to them, I'm assuming.
Completely,
then.
Yeah.
I think the families that work out together, eat together, stay healthy together. They stick together. That's one of the things. The other thing says those who are healthy together stick together. And I think that's true. Of course, the Bible says, you know, the family that prays together stays together. And so I believe that too. And we also have more energy when we work out. I know, of course, my husband's probably thinking, oh, well, my wife's not doing anything. So she comes home, she's dying on the couch because I'm very tired lately. But you know, working out creates energy, does it not, Jeff? I mean, and,
that's correct.
You know, you're not as tired. But a lot of people don't understand that if they say, well, I don't have energy to work out. But working out creates the energy. You have to take that first step, 21 days to develop a habit, you know. So, well, we'll come back, Kyle and Laurel, in just a moment here. But I'm going to go to our pickup couple, what I'm calling John and Laura Lee. And literally I did. I picked y'all up out of the gym today. We're so glad to have y'all here. What a blessing. And we're going to stay in touch. We're not going to get out of touch. I'm not going to, because I just have made a connection now. I think spiritual as well as a physical connection, just getting to talk. But you are from Naples, Florida, and y'all are headed to Tennessee.
Correct.
Yes.
We're just heading to Tennessee. We're leaving tomorrow from here. We drove yesterday up, and today we needed to work out for a while. We've been in the car too long. And we came over and found your gym.
Well, thank you so much. Hope you enjoyed working out at Wintersville.
It was wonderful. Yes.
Well, glad to. I didn't know you, so I just walked up and introduced myself, and you began to talk. And when you started talking, I said, wow, this man has a wonderful fitness story. Just tell us how you got started, John, and you look fabulous. We did post pictures on Facebook. You can't really see everything, but just tell them a little bit about your background, yours and Miss Laurel Lee's background.
All right. Well, Miss Laurel Lee, I used to call her Laurel Lee. We've been married for 33 years, and my past, I've been a pastor and a car dealer, and over the last 14, 15 years, I got very sick, and I was actually up to 300 pounds, just under 300 pounds.
And you're not very tall.
Nope, I am 5'8", and I was 300 pounds, had a big beard, and my whole family has had some problems. My grandfather died at 61, my mom died at 60, and when I got to my 50, I'm 53 years old now. I got in my 50s. They told me I wasn't far behind. A year ago, December 2015, I was sitting on my couch praying, and I'm like, you know, Lord, you took everybody else home. Just take me home. And I literally believe that he's told me that I've healed you. You're just poisoned. And believe it or not, my wife came home with a book from a good friend of ours called Renee, and she gave us this book, and she said, read it. And it described people who are actually allergic to all grains. And I said, well, I was willing to die today. I mean, might as well
give it a try.
Give it a try. So we.
Okay, so the book was about people that are allergic to all grains.
No, it's about autoimmune diseases. It's a book by Amy Myers called The Autoimmune Solution. But it described a person in there that had this particular disease. And I said, well, that described my mom, it described my grandfather, and it's describing me. And so we threw away everything, soap powder, everything in the house that had anything at all that with grains in it, from soap to food to mustard to anything that had it on at all. We learned about it. And within 3 weeks, I put my cane down. I was up out of the wheelchair walking around. And about a month later, I said, you know, I believe God healed me. I'm going to join a gym. And my brother looked at me like I was crazy at 290 pounds. He's like, you ain't joining no gym. I'm like, yes, I am. And I spent the year at a gym training and hired a trainer, best investment we've ever made, down 120 pounds, running, biking, exercising, hiking, and we're actually, you know, give God the glory, we're heading to Tennessee and we're going to open up our own CrossFit gym.
Wow. Is that not amazing? I mean, that is just an amazing story.
That is awesome.
Yeah, as you can see, that's why I just, you know, beg them to please come on tonight and share this. It is just an awesome story. Now, I asked John, I said, John, you know, well, I'm allergic to gluten, you know, and I said, but I'm still not feeling good. I have these, you know, he said, you know, probably you need to get off all grains, which includes rice and corn,
right,
which according to the celiac story, you know, I should be able to eat rice and corn. But, you know, I'm going to get this book by Amy Myers.
Amy Myers, yep.
Tell them the name of it again.
It's called The Autoimmune Solution, and it's by Amy Myers, and it really gives you a great list of what has gluten in it, what's good for you, what's not. I mean, my family at first thought I've lost my mind because we've gone to the extremes. We don't eat anything that's got too many ingredients in it. We don't eat it. You know, if it's been
processed
food, we only eat things that have, you know, organic. You know, but the investment is the best investment you can make because for us, you know, we're actually, like we said, we want to be spiritually, physically, and mentally fit, and that's going to be the name of our company, Spam Fit, because we really believe that that's the best investment you can make in your relationship. When I was sitting on the couch dying, I said to God, I'm like, you know, my wife's going to be all right without me. But now she's not. She's before, she saw me a couple hours a day, and I slept. Now we're running, biking, exercising together, working out. And
she's looking at you. Y'all can't see her, listeners, but she's looking at you with a lot of love. And I asked her at the gym, I said, I'm pretty sure you like, you know, sitting next to this man the way he looks now, then, because they showed me your pictures, your before pictures, and it's amazing. Y'all have got to see him. It is simply amazing what you've done in a short amount of time, too, simply by changing your diet.
Changing my diet, faith in God, and a lot of hard work at the gym. We really are dedicated to that. You know, I really believe that you have to be dedicated to something. And, you know, we start with dedicated to God, and then we're dedicated to each other, and we're dedicated to the gym. And that's pretty much the only thing we like to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about us unless we're talking about God, gym, or each other. We're not interested.
That's my faith, family, and fitness, isn't it, honey?
That's the logo around here.
That's the logo, faith, family, and fitness. So y'all are just fitting right in here with us. And now you've made all these changes, and you are going to open your own CrossFit business in Tennessee. Why Tennessee, I have to ask?
Well, we love the mountains, and actually we had thought we'd stay in Naples forever, and in July we took a trip across country, visited one of our daughters over in
Las Vegas,
who's her husband's in the military, and we got a chance to stay in the mountains a lot, and we went hiking, and we climbed a couple mountains, and I realized we love that better than we like the ocean. Climbing and hiking is just... it brings you alive. It feels
the air is wonderful.
It just feels wonderful, and I'm like, we've got to do this. God healed me for a purpose, and we're going to go find that purpose, and not just sit in Florida. You know.
And where in Tennessee are you going exactly?
We're going to Pikeville.
Pikeville, and where is that close to?
About an hour north of Chattanooga.
Okay, an hour north of Chattanooga. Well, we're going to find y'all. Jim and I are going to, you never know, we're going to keep that connection, and we might be coming knocking on your door to go hiking one day.
Absolutely.
So, wow, what a story. What do y'all think, guys? Listeners out there, awesome story. It's really a shame that you're not going to be here longer, but like I said, we're going to stay in touch, and you can call us by phone, 241-1059, and if you have any questions for any of these couples tonight, Candy and Jeff Rowe, Kyle and Laurel, or Miss Laura Lee and Mr. John. And, of course, I've got my wonderful husband with me. Honey, thank you so much.
So glad to be here again.
I'm glad to have you. Rarely a chance for us to be here on the show together or because of our scheduling, but thank you so much for coming. And, of course, you and I have worked out our whole lives, I guess. I met my husband at the gym, so... at one of my gyms that I owned in Fitzgerald, Georgia. It's kind of a funny story, but I was messing in his business. And so he came to tell me or called me to stay out of his personal business. So that's how I met.
Now she is my business.
Exactly. You know, somebody said one day, well, that's not true. I said, anything about you is my business. So, but we love the gym. Of course, I made it a career, and we're in our 50s. We are the oldest couple here today. I'm fixing to be 58, and Jim is 54. I want to say 55. I always go a year older. But it has been a blessing to us. And with our 6 children and 4 grandchildren, we are just glad that we have energy and strength to do what we have to do.
Right. And these days, most of our dates are workout dates.
That's what they are, workout dates. Friday night, until we had to start going to wrestling, that's what we did. On Friday night, we went to the gym, and then we went and ate. So, and I look forward to those because we don't get that many opportunities because I live 60 miles away in our scheduling. So I always look forward to working out, and we have those workout dates that I really look forward to having. Well, you've heard a little bit from our fitness couples tonight, and we're going to come back after a word from our sponsors, and we're going to be talking about the love hormone, oxytocin. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is a specialty clinic that provides quality and compassionate care to patients in Valdosta and surrounding communities. Our services range from treatment of acute and chronic illness to prescribing bioidentical hormone replacement therapy for men and women. Our team brings forth a wealth of experience and knowledge to each patient's case, ensuring personalized care for all. Visit Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic today at 3328 Bemis Road or call 229-469-6137.
Are you looking to drop a few pounds for the summer? Need a meal plan that will help you hit your fitness goals? Or are you simply just wanting to eat healthier and save time and money? Well, My Trainer's Meals is here to help. My Trainer's Meals is a meal prep service that prepares and delivers, that's right, I said it, deliver your food so you don't have to. It's meal prepping without the prep. How to use My Trainer's Meals, you ask? It's simple. Go on to www.mytrainersmeals.com and click Menu to drool over our weekly updated menu where the items never stay the same. You will also be able to choose which dieting plan that best suits your lifestyle, which also includes a la carte. Next, choose your desired pickup location, which includes Valdosta, Quitman, Douglas, Moultrie, Cairo, Lake Park, Thomasville, and Albany. We are now in partnership with Cruise and Waiter, which expands our delivery service even more to Adel, Naylor, Lake Park, Ray City, and Lakeland. For more details, please visit www.mytrainersmeals.com or call 229-630-7664. Again, 229-630-7664. See you soon.
Are you looking to lose weight and get in shape? What about spending quality time with your significant other? Wintersville Fitness has the perfect solution. A Valentine's special where two can sign up for the price of one. Yes, that's right. Two can sign up for the price of one for 5 big days only, Friday, February the 10th through Tuesday, February the 14th. So come sign up and you and your loved one can start your fitness journey together. There are no contracts at Wintersville Fitness and your monthly rate for both of you is only $14.95. So call us at 469-4292 or stop by and visit us at 1711 Norman Drive. Health Life Magazine is a bi-monthly publication that covers the South Georgia area. In the January issue, it is the fitness issue. You don't want to miss it. The hard body movement, moving beyond the body, snack attack, 6 ways to practice mindful snacking, and of course, reviews of the top gyms in your area. So don't forget, pick up your copy of Health Life Magazine at In the Game Magazine, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Wintersville Fitness, or Black Crow Media. Pick up your free issue today.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wills, your host. But tonight, we have just had a tremendous show here tonight with our couples. This is our Love Connection episode, our Valentine special. We've had Candy and Jeff Rowe with us, and we've had Kyle Cowart and Laurel Pilfont, and then the Hans with us from all the way from Naples, Florida. But one of the things that we want to talk about now is the love hormones, love potion number 9. Everybody knows that song. Remember that song? Some of you old people know that song. Maybe the young ones don't know it, but oxytocin, I learned that word a couple of years ago, and I really began to study on it because I was going through some hormone treatment. And my Tracy Livingston with Valdosta Health and Wellness, we talked about it. We had a show on your sexual health, and we learned about oxytocin. That was the second biggest show we ever had, was on your sexual health. But it's a neuropeptide that's produced in the hypothalamus and secreted by the pituitary gland. And the reason they call it the love hormone is because it is released during sexual intercourse. It's also released during childbirth and while you're nursing your child. And those mothers who understand that nursing, that feeling that you get when your child is nursing and the child, I mean, that is that oxytocin. But oxytocin, it comes in a pill. I didn't realize that I was doing a little background check. But they actually can give it to you in a pill or to help the pituitary gland secrete oxytocin because it helps with a lot of psychological effects. It influences your social behavior and your emotion. I always tell Jim, you know, sometimes when oxytocin is released, if you want me to iron any clothes, you better get out the ironing board, honey. I'll iron for about 2 minutes and then it's over because I don't like to iron. So, you know, it's that feeling of euphoria. Everything is good. But and it's particularly been observed in couples their first 6 months of their relationship, because you know everything, Jeff. You know, the first 6 months that you were with Candy, nothing she could do no wrong, could she?
Go ahead and tell me. Yeah.
Nada.
And she's probably still not doing any wrong. But that the levels of oxytocin during those first few months of your relationship are extremely high. They've been tested, and they tested couples over and over. And of course, over the years, I'm sure it plummets. And then, you know, but then if as a couple, we should work together to help that relationship so that we have those high levels of oxytocin more often, more frequently, because they're good for us psychologically and physically and mentally. They're good for us. Well, I mean, Laurel, how long have you and Kyle been together? Tell us.
Since last February, almost a year.
Almost a year. So y'all are our young couple here, the young couple just now newly coming up. Well, Kyle, what was it that you saw in Laurel that you really liked about her?
She's got a pretty smile, but she's just it was just real nice. I mean, we just hit it off. We hung out a couple times and then just knew that we were supposed to be together.
Well, now, where did y'all meet?
Traveling softball.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was at a place, and I was there also, and so we met through mutual friends.
Wow. So, so there you go. Fitness, being fit. I mean, that's where you met. Unlike Candy and Jeff, who met on the street out here on the street. Candy met Jeff on the street. I mean, on Ashley Street out there. Tell them that story, Candy, because that's a really cute little story.
Well, that's what we did back in 1989 is the kids didn't have anything else to do, so we rode up and down Ashley Street. I don't know why, but we rode up and down Ashley Street and you'd cruising, which was innocent back then compared to today, I guess. But you would turn around in Wendy's parking lot and you'd go back down, and I saw this cute little thing ride by, and he was different. But did I tell you the story about my friend who kept telling me about this cute Asian boy?
Yes,
you did. Like this. No, she called him. She said this cute Oriental that wears glasses, and I was thinking, gag. I mean, that's not my life.
Oriental's a carpet, by the way.
And there you go. Asian. Yeah. Asian is the word.
Yeah. But then when I met him, I was like, oh my goodness. I mean, obviously he's beautiful, and there's nothing. I mean, but anyways, and the wallet?
Nothing.
Anyways, yeah, I thought he owned an island too. See, she lied.
That's a different story.
Yeah, that's a whole different story. But anyways, when we just kind of locked eyes and as we were passing by in the car, that's so embarrassing. But it's cute. It's different.
It is cute. It's a
we
cute
used
story.
To cruise.
I mean, it's a cute story. Kyle and Laurel met at the, met at the softball field. Me and Jim met at the gym. All right, John and Laura Lee, where did y'all meet?
Well, this is going to take a second here, but we actually met for the very first time. She was 3 years old, and I was 5 or 6. Oh, and we were babysitted by the same babysitter, and I pulled her ponytails and made her cry and laughed. Now, we didn't know this story until we actually got married when the lady babysitter showed up at our wedding. So she told us that. Wow. But when I got out of the military, I was only in for a very short time, and I got out of the military. I'd come back to a donut shop to get a cup of coffee, and there was these lines, and there's a girl waiting behind the counter, and I waited in line, and when I got up to my turn, the owner of the donut shop, who I knew, came out and said, "Hi, how you doing?" I said, "Can I have a coffee?" And she said, "You're in the wrong line." And I went, like, really? I'm not going, this is the donut line. And I'm like, can you get her to get me a cup of coffee? And he's like, "Laura Lee, go get John a cup of coffee." So she did. She went and got me a cup of coffee. And he's like, "And don't charge her for him." And she just gave that look like she was about as angry as she was 16 at the time. Okay? She gave that look like she was so angry. And she walked it down to where the coffee line was and put it down on the coffee line and walked away. So I had to go over there. And Peter's like, "I'm really sorry." I said, "Hey, don't worry about it. I'll end up marrying up like her." And, you know, well, 3 years later, we did get married.
Oh, that's
and
hilarious.
We've been happy ever since. We've got 4 beautiful adult children and 7 grandchildren.
Wow. So. That's kind of like our story, honey.
Does she serve you coffee?
She does, but she doesn't make it very well.
Well, I'm blessed because my husband makes the coffee, and he knows exactly how I like mine, and he has it fixed for me and ready most mornings. Mm-hmm. So I'm very blessed. Well, Jim didn't like me too much when we first met either. And I thought he was a playboy, and I didn't want nothing to do with him either. So we kind of had a rough and rocky start. Knew him for 16 years before we went out or dated. And he married somebody else, and I married somebody else, and he had 2 children. children, and then I had twins, and 16 years later, he was knocking at my door, so to speak. So we do know how that can be. But that was so funny. You were pulling her pigtails. She didn't want you to have her have your coffee. And it's funny how God's got a plan, isn't it?
He does.
Absolutely.
God has a plan, and I believe that that path has already been established. We just need to pray and follow him and see where he leads.
Well, you were talking earlier, John, and I want you to repeat what you said, too, about the food. We're going to back up just a minute about people and their eating.
Well, yeah, we've really changed our eating habits a lot. I mean, it's our biggest investment, our body, and you know, and it's our biggest investment and commitment to each other. Is, you know, we need to be spiritually fit and physically fit. And when it comes to food, you know, I was saying that, you know, I wrote down every single thing that I drank, eat, put in my body, a pill or anything, for an entire year, just so I knew exactly what it was. Because so many times we're eating things that are, we just don't know, are bad for us. And then we can look back on it and say, you know, that actually is, like, I don't eat that anymore. And those foods you don't miss once you start feeling healthy and have the energy and stuff. I don't eat dairy. I don't eat grains. You know, some of my grandchildren ask me, don't you miss cake? And the answer is no, I don't. But actually writing down what you actually ate reminds you what you're putting in your body every single day. And when you go back and look at it, it was really amazing that I ever put in half of that stuff in my body.
It's amazing to me because, and I use this analogy all the time, and I've used it on the air before, but I'm going to use it again because I talked to me, and I just said this to a client this morning. You know, I said, what kind of car do you drive? And she told me, I think it was an Acura. And I said, well, would you put, you know, Coca-Cola in the fuel tank? And she said, well, no. You know, the car wouldn't run. I said, I wish our bodies would not run when we put bad things in it. You know, mm-hmm. But
that's right.
I wish it would just stop, because if you don't put the right fuel in your car, what's going to happen? It's going to stop. It's not going to go one inch. Or if you don't fuel it, if you don't put fuel in it, it's going to stop. You know, I ask people, they come into the gym to work out in the morning, have you had anything to eat? Well, no. Well, you know, I was running late. I was just coming on to get my workout, you know, blah, blah. You know, they didn't fuel their body to come in there and work out, you know, so they can buy another car, but we only have one body.
Amen.
That's right.
We only have one body, but people don't want to take care of it. And that's just so, so, it's unreal to me that people don't want to take care of something that we can't get in another one. You know, now you can get a heart transplant, you can get a liver transplant, but I mean, who would want to do that? You know, mm-hmm. We need to take care of what we have. And Mr. John, we were talking too about, you know, we were created to live a very long time. I mean, the word, the Bible says we were created, but we're living just a small portion of what we were really intended to live.
Well, what you just said makes a lot of sense. When you run out of gas in a car, it's immediate. And we don't get sick immediately from what we put in our bodies, so we think it doesn't have a consequence. But it really does. It's this long-term commitment to yourself and for God and for each other that actually shows you how you feel tomorrow and the next day and the day after that. So you're right, we don't just eat the wrong food and all of a sudden collapse. And sometimes maybe if we were created that way, it would smarten us up, but we're not. Through it, but it just, we wear it, you know?
Right. Well, it's the same way in our relationships too.
Absolutely.
You have to nurture our relationship and working out together. Kyle and Laurel, a great example. Candy and Jeff, a great example. Mr. John and Miss Laurel, a great example. We're nurturing our relationships. Just like we're nurturing our bodies and fueling our bodies with food. And doing that is just a wonderful thing. You're setting great examples for your children. You're leaving a legacy to be healthy, to eat healthy. And, you know, it really is a bond. It is a glue between you and your spouse. And then, you know, when your children see that and your grandchildren see that, I mean, I bet your grandchildren and children are just amazed by you, Mr. John.
They're absolutely mm-hmm. amazed. My youngest daughter, who is 25, she hadn't seen me actually stand up on my own since she was probably 7 years old. Wow. So about 6-7 months ago, when she saw me stand up, tears in her eyes, just bawling, she's like, Dad, I haven't seen that since I was a child. You know, like they used to see me get up with a cane or somebody picking me up. And, you know, it's amazing. And the ability to play with your grandchildren and run with your grandchildren. And matter of fact, my grandchildren are all like, you're moving away. I'm like, yes, but you're going to come up and visit us and you're going to go hiking. And we're actually planning to do, you know, at least a month on the Appalachian Trail. Like, just get out there and enjoy what God has created. Wow. and use what he's gifted us and hopefully share that with other people so that they too can experience, you know, what we're experiencing.
Well, Jim has always wanted to do that. My husband and I said, Jim, he said, well, Maria, will you go and do it with me? I said, yes. Where's the Holiday Inn along the way?
You carry it.
Yeah, I gave her notice, though. I'm serving her notice, so she'll have plenty of time to get spiritually and emotionally prepared for that Appalachian trip.
There you go. Well, you know what? If we end up doing it, we'll call you and invite you to come along with us.
Now, that might sounds be great. A thing. I feel like maybe, because I'm afraid if something happens to me, Jim won't know what to do. You know, I'm kidding. But I really did. He did ask me about that a while back, and I did say that about, because, you know, I mean, I can hike and I can do, but, you know, that's a real commitment to do that. I've got one of our aerobic instructors, Marie, the spin instructor at Wintersville. When she came to work for us, she said, well, I'm going to hike the Appalachian Trails in April, so I'm only going to be here till April. Her and her boyfriend are planning on doing that. So I think that's what a great bond they're going to have if they do that coming up soon. Well, Jeff, you and Candy, y'all met and you got married, but life's not always easy, is it? I mean, you know, it's hard to work out. It's hard to hold it together. What have y'all done to really overcome obstacles in your life, and what can you share with the listeners that and leave them with that really makes your marriage work?
Well, I think at our age, with active kids, teenagers, the thing that we run into is time management. We you know, time, if we're busy doing different things, going different directions with work, and then trying to squeeze in working out. And that's, you know, recently since we started working out at the same gym together, it's been, like she said, it's been like dating. So, I really look forward to that, that time that we can spend together.
So there's a lot of oxytocin going on there. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah.
Maria, can I say something?
Sure.
Jeff and I, talking about going through things in life and struggles and stuff, I think I've talked to you about my mom a while back. And so my mom had, my dad had passed away at 62, and then my mom just pretty much disappeared mentally. We moved her in the house with us, and she was diagnosed with dementia, but she still knew who we were, but she really went from walking to not walking at all, and then not talking at all. And we watched her just basically die. When she finally passed away, it was probably, and I could get emotional now thinking about it, but it was the worst time in my life. But what I did is I changed that thought process and took a nutrition class, and I meant that I was not going to go out like that. Like, I was sure not going to turn into my mom and dad. As much as I love them, I don't know why that happened, but I was determined not to for that to be my life. So, you know, I'm not the best about, you know, I did eat half a banana for breakfast this morning, and I do try to eat oatmeal or something like that, but I could do better. But it's a day, you just have to, when you have a bad day and you might not eat as great, start over the next day. You know, you just don't give up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sorry, didn't mean that.
No, that's great. No, I mean that, and Candy, I definitely relate. My mother has Alzheimer's. We've talked about this before. You know, and Jim can tell you that for a while there, and Mr. John, because I went through several health issues, and we talked about that, I think, and Jim could probably, I almost gave up. I found myself sitting on the couch, found myself getting introverted, not wanting to go out and do anything. And that's when God opened this door for me to come to Valdosta. And I think that it definitely was a door open. So many good things have happened since I came to Valdosta. Do I drive, you know, 120 miles a day? Yes. And people say, do you do that? I do it, but I don't miss it. You know, I don't miss that time because I'm praying. It's an hour drive to praise the Lord and an hour drive to praise the Lord back home. So I think that's one of the reasons why I'm having to drive an hour, because it's my prayer time and it helps me to get ready for the day. But so many great people I've met, and God's opened so many doors. So I believe that. And I believe that it's because, too, I was falling into that rut. The devil wants to come and steal and kill whoever he can and destroy. And so I still have a voice. I'm still here to tell a story. And so, you know, I believe that has brought me back out, just like you, and gotten me back focused on what I was focused on for 38 years, which is fitness, my whole life. And it's brought me here. This show's almost 2 years old now. How many people and lives have we touched over the air nationwide and locally? And so, I mean, these great people we just met today. So, you know, God's got a plan.
That's
and
right.
You keep telling that story, Candy, because somebody out there is listening to you.
Yeah.
So great, great thing. It's not easy. We have to make time for each other. Mm-hmm. We have to make time for the Lord, and we have to make time for our children. And it's hard to find fitness in there sometimes. But if we do it, it is certainly reaps. We can reap many, many benefits from it. Laurel, you and Kyle, two boys, you said? Two kids,
yes,
teenagers.
Ma'am. Two boys.
You know, what can you tell the, you know, I know there's, y'all are still in the, they're still in the honeymoon phase. Let's face it. They probably had any struggles. But I don't know, Jim and I dated for a year and it wasn't all hunky-dory, you know, for us. You know, we had some struggles. But, you know, it's hard to find that time, isn't it, sometimes?
It is, most definitely, definitely. And like I say, hours of work is a crucial time, too. So we try to get up early in the mornings, but, you know. Mainly take time for us. That's our time together.
Exactly. And I yeah. see that. And Laura, you work out of town. You were driving in a hurry to get here today.
Right.
You know, and then y'all are trying to work out and then a kid. So, you know, it's difficult. But we have to make a decision and make the time. We find time to do everything else. So we should find the time to spend with our spouse and to exercise. Tell us how 33 years of marriage, tell these listeners what they can do. What's the secret here?
Well, one of the best secrets I can say is that we're best friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, spending time together, working out together, just being together is what we do. I can remember when I used to go to work and I'd call at home and I'd be like, what do you have to call her so many times for? Well, she's my best friend. I want to call her. And so, you know, working out together seemed like the natural thing to do. And most of the time, just being together. And then the best advice I can give you is talk. I even say to her now after 33 years, you know, all right, so what are you thinking? Tell me. Talk to me. Because I just like to talk. And that really makes a big difference. When we talk together, we pray together, we eat together, we shop together, we do just about everything together, and we have for a long time. And I recommend it. Make your wife or make your mate your best friend. It's the best thing you can do. That'd be our advice.
And work out with them.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Well, I will certainly say, honey, that, boy, it sounds like John was singing our song, wasn't he? Telling our story.
And that's, you know, that's the thing about us. I mean, we were friends for years and years and years before we ever thought about making it any other kind of connection. You know?
That's true. I don't think I even wanted to make that other connection for a while.
No, that really wasn't, you know, that wasn't the way we were headed.
No, it was not. We were certainly friends first, and that is so true. Jim is my best friend, and I do talk to him, John. He's learned to be a talker and a caller, but he says that phone is just for him to be calling people, not for somebody to be calling him.
It's a one-way phone.
I agree with you. I like it when my phone does not ring.
When we got married, when we started dating, forget marriage, I said, you will get a cell phone. And he didn't want to get one because I'm a talker and I'm going to talk to you and I'm going to call you and I'm going to, you know, so, but he has done well and he's been a great husband and a great stepdad and we have six great kids together. We have his and mine and ours is all of ours together. We don't have one biologically together, but they're all of our children. So I'm very grateful to my husband and for all he's done for my family. And, you know, we can tell you how to get divorced, but we can also tell you how to stay married through thick and thin. I always tell the story that our Sunday school class asked us to teach the marriage moments one time, and we were looking at them like, are y'all crazy? You know, we've been married a few times, and nobody else in there has been divorced. But that was why they wanted us to teach the marriage moments, because we had been there. Yeah, we had been divorced. And it's not always fun to be divorced, and there's a lot of hurt and pain and that goes along with it. But I'm grateful to my husband and to everybody. Well, Chase, you have learned something tonight, I hope, because you're not married. You know, so listen to all these married couples. Tell us what you've learned tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Just never give up. Okay. Put God in the middle of it, and it'll be a strong relationship.
And work out together.
That's right.
Work out together and do that. Well, it's just been a great show. Candy and Jeff, any final words here? We got just a few more minutes here, but any final words for the listeners out there?
Not for the listeners, but for you. I'll get emotional, but I love you, and I'm so thankful that you are in my life. You're an inspiration to me, and I just wanted to say that to you.
Well, thank you very much, Candy. Candy, I have to give Candy credit for Fit Talk Radio. If it was not for that girl right over there, I would not be sitting behind this microphone today. She twisted my arm and said, Maria, you need to be doing this 2 years ago. And she worked here at Black Crow Media, and I thought, no, I don't want to do that. And she just kept on, and then we kind of put it together, and here I am. So
it was all God's plan.
I think
Absolutely.
It was. I think it was. Yeah, Jeff.
You're a natural. I mean, well, you should have been here the whole time.
I don't know about that. I do enjoy it, and I like being able to give people information. That's what Fit Talk's all about. Take our information, use it, glean from it what you will, and throw away the rest. I'm just here presenting information, and I want to put out good information and positive information, and that's what I want Fit Talk to be about. Kyle and Laurel, final last words for any of our listeners out there.
Just work out together as a couple. I mean, that's a big deal. I enjoy it. She enjoys it. We have a good time together, and we push each other. So
you motivate each other. Definitely. Yeah, motivate you. Well, I'll be honest with you. I watch y'all. I watch you spot her. I watch Laurel because, I mean, she's so awesome. Not that you're not awesome, Kyle. You
that's
are
cool.
too. You're tall.
I'm cool with that.
You are. But, you know, I'm just, because I would love to have her legs and those calves. I really would love to have those legs and calves. She is simply awesome. So, Laurel, see, I thank you for being inspiration to me. I always train harder if I know that, I said, God, she was bench pressing all that. Oh, my goodness. You know, I was poking somebody the other day when you were over there. I said, look at her calves, you know. So, both of y'all are inspiration. Thank you. And I enjoy having y'all at Wintersville Fitness.
Thank you.
Special
man.
Thanks to our special, special guest, John and Larley Hahn, all the way from Naples, Florida. What a blessing that God just dropped y'all at Wintersville today.
Well, thank you.
What
for
a
us.
Story. What an absolute wonderful story. Great godly people. I just thank y'all for being here tonight.
It was a pleasure to be here.
It really was.
Well, you're going to stay in touch with us, and you can call us. We can do an interview on the phone when you get up there to Tennessee. You can call into Fit Talk Radio and talk to us on the air any Thursday night you want to.
Well, we'd be happy to do that.
Well, we're going to stay in touch and do that. Thank you so, so much. Well, honey, thank you for being here and for doing all that you have done. Any final words for the listeners out there on this Valentine edition of Fit Talk Radio?
Well, someone said it already, but, you know, make your mate your best friend. That's great advice, and we've learned to do that, and it's helped us tremendously.
It certainly has, and, of course, fitness being part of our life, owning gyms and working out together and teaching our children. We have athletic children, and we've enjoyed watching them grow, playing ball, sports. You're right, Kyle and Laurel, that sports is a great thing for kids. And y'all started young. I've been doing it all your life, and, of course, our children have too. So do encourage that. Try to teach your family how to eat good and be positive. I want to thank again all my guests here, the Rose, Kyle and Laurel, and John and Laura Lee Hahn, and my husband. And thank all y'all for listening. Always remember to stay fit, love your family, and stay in faith. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.